Pashas Kedoshim Shvi'i Perik Chaf Pasuk Ches. Ushmartem es chukusai v'asisem osam. You shall observe my decrees and perform them. Ani Hashem Makeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Pasuk Ches. Ke ish ish asher yikalel es aviv v'simo. Person who curses his father or his mother, losimos will surely die. Aviv v'imo kilel adam abo. His father or mother has been cursed. He has cursed. His blood is upon him. Rashi says, aviv v'imo kilel. Rabbos Achamisa, even after death. Dama bo, Zuskila, this is referring to stone, Bechain Komakom Shinemar. Dama bo, his blood is on him, or Dimehim Bam, the blood is upon them. Lamanu me Ovidoni, we learn from Ovidoni Shinemar Bam, the every Gibu also, Dimehim Bam. You shall pelt them with stones, the blood is on them. Beshuda shall make, but the simple reading of the Pasuk is Kemo Dama Berasho, which means, Ina Nashamisaso, Shu Gorim La'at Mashiach. He was not, one is not punished for his death, Elohu, but he himself, for he has caused himself to be killed. Plus again, v'ish asher yinaf es ish re'eu. Most of us are known for enough as a man who commits adultery with a man's wife, who will commit adultery with the wife of his fellow, the adulterer and the adulteress will be put to death. Rashi says, v'ish prala katan, meaning a man, not a minor, asher yinaf es ish ish, prala ish is katan, excluding the wife of a minor, the minor we've taught here, she in the cotton kedushin, a man, a minor does not have kedushin. What's the status of an ishish where a person will be chayiv for death? I'm sure you have this ishish reyu, one who commits adultery with the wife of his fellow, again, probably ishish guy, excluding a wife of a non-Jew, lamanu she'in kedushin the guy, which teaches us there's no kedushin for a non-Jew. Most of us have no veno afes, kol misa, anytime it says the word misa, amur b'torah stam, it's mentioned in the Torah, stam, it's in Elchanek, it's just going to be a strangulation. Pasuk, you know, ish asher yishkav is ish is other than a person lies with his father's wife. Erbas aviv gilah, he's exposed to his father's nakedness. Mosim musush neim, they both should die. Dimeim bam, their blood is upon them. Rashi says mosim mus anoif anoifas. Kol nisahamur b'torah stam. Pasuk gibes. The ish asher yishkav is kol, so a person lies with his daughter-in-law. Most of them, so they shall be put to death. Shnehem, both of them, tevel asu dzmeim bam. They have done a perversion. Their blood is upon them. Rashi says tevel asu gnai. It's a shame. Lashon acher, tevel means mevabel. It's mixing zera av bezera haben, the seed of the father with the seed of the son. Pasuk yigimel. Ish asher yishkavis zachar mishkave isha. A man lies with a man who lies as a woman. Teva asu shnehem. They both have done an abomination. Most of them, so they will die dzmeim bam. The blood is upon them. Mishkav isha, melachnis, he inserts kemachol b'sheferes, like a applicator into a tube of cosmetics. Pasuk yodal v'isha sher yikachas isha, v'asimah, a person takes a woman and her mother, zimahi, it is a depraved plot. Be'ish yisrfu, so they should be burnt, him, and v'ashen and them, v'losia zimah b'sachachem, there should be no depravity among you. Rashi says, "Yisfu asa v'ashen, they shall burn him and them." You can't say ishtar rishon yisrfu. You can't say the first wife has to be burnt. Shein nasa v'hetar, she married permissibly. V'nasra love, and she didn't do anything. She's not forbidden to him when he married her. When he married the second, el isha v'ima haksufakan, but the mother and the woman mentioned here, yishteim l'isr, when he both married them be'isr. For example, shein nasa aschamasa v'ima, he married his mother-in-law and the mother of the mother-in-law. Some of the Chazal say, "Shein kan el chamasa." This is only referring to a mother-in-law. Umahu asen, what does it mean? Asen them. Es achas behen, one of them. Lashinivani, hein achas, meaning the word hein, means one. So therefore Chazal say, mean the pasuk means they shall burn him and them. It doesn't mean that the daughter who he married first should be put to death, for he married her permissibly. Rather, the death penalty only applies to the mother-in-law who he married later. Pasuk Tazov. V'yish asher yitin shich chavto b'vehima mosimus. A person who lives with an animal should be put to death. V'yish b'vehima targu, and you should kill the animal. Rashi says, V'yish b'vehima targu, im adam chata, b'vehima machata. If a man sinned, what sin did the animal do? Why is he killed? Ella, mipnei sheba l'adam takal yad, causes a ruination. Came to man to read the fika for Amar Kosov, Tesakel should be stoned, Kabachomer, all the more so for a man should be told the Rana said distinguish between good and bad. the causes evil to befit his fellow man, lavor avira to lead to cause a sin. Kiyosu v'davar atomer habet habin is called makumas. You should destroy all the places. Hurry during kavachomer. Again, there's a kavachomer if you're destroying these things because of avodah zarah. Ma ilan l'shin roin in shomin ashabad takal yadam. Trees do not see and do not hear, but because of the cause of destruction through them, Amar Torah, the Torah says, Hashkis Sirof Tekola, destroy, burn, and obliterate them. Hamita as Chaver, when he turns, Hamita as Chaver, one who turns his man away, Mider Hachayim, the Dachim Misa, from life to death, Alachas Kama Kama, on the Morosa, he should be destroyed as well. Pasuk Kazayin, Bisha Asher Tikrav es Kol Dehima, a woman who approaches any animal, Lirva'a, for it to mate, Osat her. Haraktas Isha Vesa Behima, you should kill the woman and the Behima, most whom soon they shall die. A man who takes his sister, basavit from his father's, or basima, or a sister from the mother, vira es ervasa, and he sees her erva, vihi sira es ervasa, and she sees his erva, chesedu, this is a sign of disgrace, b'nechasu b'nei hamam, and they shall be cut off from the sight of the members of the people, ervasa chosu gila avana yisa, the nakedness of his sister he shall bear his iniquity. Rashi says chesedu lashon arami, which is Aramaic language, cherpa chasada, the word disgrace is used as the same word as chasada. Medrash and the medrash is im tomar, if you say kain asa sachoso, kain married his sister to allow the world to continue. Chesed asa makom, the Hashem did a kindness uvenos olam emenu to build the world based from kain. Shnemar om chesed ibana, the world is built of kindness. If a man lies with a woman, a dava, who is in affliction, figilas her basa, and he uncovers her nakedness, as nikora hera, he has bared her source, fihi gilsas merkadama, she had bared the source of her blood. Benechasushne amikar alam, the blood should be cut off from their midst. Rashes hera, gila, which means exposed. The word erva means gili, which means erva by havab, yuredes betiva, the shem devra. The vav descends into the word as a form of noun. As ha'era and erva are the same idea. Kmo zava, migzeres v'lokam v'loza, trembling. Bechin achva, brotherhood, migzeres ach, from a brother. Ha'ara zo nechal kubara v'sinu. This bearing is actually dispute. Yesh amrem yesh zunishikam amishes is contact with the male organ. That's the insertion of the tip of the male organ. Pasuk Yud Tes. Vervas achos imcha achos avicha lo segale. The nakedness of your mother's sister, your aunt, or your father's sister, your aunt, you shall not uncover. Ki asheira hera avanasa avonam yisau. For this, that is a bearing one's own flesh, and they shall bear their iniquity. Rashi says, Vervas achos imcha. Shana Kasu Asaras, the Torah repeats the negative commandment to having relationships with a mother, sister, or father, sister, even though it was mentioned earlier in Perek Yud Ches. So, why is it repeating it? Lomar to say, Shehuzer Aleim. One is giving a permission against them, Bein Alchos Aviv Imo Minaav, where against a paternal sister of his father or his mother, Bein Alchayosim Minaim, whether it's against their maternal sisters, of Al Erbas. But regarding the nakedness of a wife of a father's brother, the only permission in that case would be the wife of his father's paternal brother. Pasuk Chaf. The ish asher yishkav es dodo, so one lies with his aunt, erbas dodo, Gila, he's uncovered the nakedness of his uncle. Chatam yisau ararim yimosu. He's caused sin and he shall die childless. Rashi says, Asher yishkav es todasau. Hamikra hazeh balamin al karis. This passage is talking about karis, cutting off homer al-mal, which is mentioned above. Shiva onis halichas anri, which is the punishment of going childless. Aririm kidagum, as Targum says, v'lova without a child. V'domalo anochi halich anri, I'm going childless. Yesh Lobanim, if he has children, was mean Korban, they would die in his lifetime. In Lobanim has no children, Mesh Lobanim will die without kids. Lakaf Shana Bethim to repeat Ari Pishni Mikros Halal in these two psukim. Number one, Ari Musu, Ari Yu, they will die childless and they shall be childless. Meaning Ari Musu, they will die childless, means Imiyu Lo Bishasa Avera. If he had children when he did the Avera, Lo Yalo, he won't have them Kishios when he dies. If he should carve a Bechai, himself and bear them in his lifetime. Ari Yu, they shall be childless, Shim Ain Lo Bishasa Avera. If they were, if they didn't have any children when the sin is occurring, yeah, kol yamav kemoshu achshav. All days will be like now, which means without any children. Pasuk chaf aleph. Vishesher shkachas eshesav. If a person shall take his brother's wife, neither he, who is prescribed, erbas achiv gila arim yu. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness, and there will be child. If Hashem says nida hashkiva. Azos is lying, minuti is against, is put under ban. Mu'usan also is repulsive. Abbasin Adarshan, the rabbis interpret the Nida, Lesser Baharaba, to forbid bearing with respect to a brother's wife. Kenida, like the Isser of Anida, Sha'ara Mufreshika, the word by the level of Ha'ara, is explicitly mentioned. Es Mikorara, which he has bared his source, and that's the connection we have over here as well. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Ushmarta Mesach Kol Chukosai Bas Kromish Ptayich. Wash all my statutes and laws. Bas Sama Sama Yishu Do Them. Vosaki Eschem Ha'aret Asher Nimi Vi Eschem Shama L'Shav Esba. The land Shemat vomit you out from the land that I brought you there to dwell and establish. Pasuk Chaf Gil. V'lo Se Mechu B'chu Kasagoy. Do not follow the traditions of the nations. Asher Ani Mishalach Livinechem. That I'll expel before you. Ki eskol asher asa eva asu akuts b'hem. For they did all these, and I was disgusted by them. Asher says, akuts l'shem ba'os repulsive, come over, katsi b'chayai. I'm disgusted with my life, kadam shu katz b'hem zonu, when he's nauseated by his food. Pasuk chaf dalet. V'omar l'chem, and I say to you, atem tirshu esad masam yishol inherit the land. And I will give it to you to inherit a land flowing with milk and honey, who separated you from the people. And you will divide, distinguish between a pure animal and an impure animal, a pure bird and an impure bird. Don't make yourselves vulnerable with the animal or a bird. That I've separated you as tame. Rashi says, there doesn't need to say that one must be able to distinguish. It's obvious. Ella, the chiddush of the idea of making a separation, in tamei lacha, between which is pure to you and which is impure to you. Meaning to say, bein shenishchad rubo shel simin, one has a greater part of a sign slaughtered, then nishchad chatzel, one has half a piece of meat slaughtered. V'kama, and how much? The difference between rubo mechatzio, that from the greater part to half, melosara, it's a handbreadth, it's very thin. And that's what's necessary. Ashir dalti lachem l'tamei, lesser, to prohibit, basically. Pasuk chav vav. V'yisem li l'kidoshem ki kidosh ani Hashem, and you shall be holy for me, for I am holy, Hashem, I am holy. V'avdil aschem min ha'amim, and I'll separate you from, and I have separated you from the nations, mostly to be for just me. Rashi says, if you are separated from the other people, or attemptually, see then your mind, your love, if not, then if you are really part of Nebuchadnezzar and his colleagues. Rabbi Elazar Mazari says, how do you know? Shalom Yomar Adam, Nashikatsuba Basar Chazir. I can't, I'm nauseated by pork. Yef Shalom Shabbos, I can't, or I don't, or Shasin is Abba Yomar, but he could say, Eshi, I could. Umasa, what can I do? I have to do this. Tamal Omar, Adas Chamin Amin, Lios Li, Shetei Mivdaltchem Mehem. Your separation from them shall be the Shui for my sake, Porish Min Avira, Makabal of Alma Hashem. He stays away from sin and accepts upon himself the yoke of the heavenly heavens. And to clarify, the first interpretation of this pasuk, the pasuk is saying that Bnei Yisrael belong to Hashem, and that is, it is not subject to the domination of other nations, only if they separate themselves from the other nations. According to Rabbi Ben Azariah, the pasuk says that the mitzvot that Hashem gave us to distinguish us from the other nations are fulfilled with the intention to be mine as an expression of the subjugation to our will to Hashem. Pasuk Chaf Zayim V'ish O'isha Asher Yavam Ov O'idoni Mosim Su. A man or woman in whom there shall be necromancy of an Ova or Idoni, Mosim Su, they shall be put to death. The Eben Yergimu Osam D'mein Bam, they shall be put to death, they shall be pelt them with stones, their blood is upon them. Rashi says, Ki Yavam Ov Idoni Kan Namar Behem Misa. Here it says, the death penalty. Ulmal Bekaris, but earlier it was only referring to the Yisr of Karis. So which one is it? Eden Vastra, if the witness is in a warning, because feel like it's done. Means that if he doesn't intentionally blow up, so without any intent, without any hastra, the karis is being cut off. Shigas and chadas, and their unintentional violation is a sin offering. That's every chai visa, obligation of subject to execution, which has also a statement of karis, and that it's referring to different situations.